Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today we're talking a little bit about some updates on Giga Berlin as we await that delivery event. Also got an update from Elon Musk on the scope of Master Plan Part 3. News from Jefferies, they have increased their Tesla estimates but lowered their price target. An update on Giga Shanghai and a couple other items as well. Another strong day for Tesla stock, the fifth green day in a row, and a good overperformance today. Tesla up 1.75% to $921.16, while the Nasdaq was down 0.4% on the day. Quick look at some macro items to start off the week, just taking a look at the calendar. We had Fed Chairman Jerome Powell speak today. That caused a little bit of volatility in the market. I don't really think there was much there for us to spend too much time going through, and he will speak again on Wednesday, so that could continue. But again, with the Fed meeting last week, I don't think those are too consequential, and I kind of expect the same for the rest of the major events on the calendar for this week, but obviously still a lot going on from a macro perspective that doesn't slot nicely into a calendar. I also wanted to take a quick look at nickel pricing as we've been kind of monitoring that. So as we talked about, the trading for nickel futures did open back up on the London Metal Exchange. They put trading limits in place so that the volatility would be reduced a little bit. Every single day it's hit those trading limits as it continues to drop. Price today fell another 15%, which was again the limit, down to $31,380 per metric ton. So prices steadily returning more to normal ranges after that huge short squeeze up to $100,000 per ton. All right, on to Tesla stuff. We do have a couple of quick updates here on Giga Berlin. As we had talked about, the handover delivery event is scheduled for tomorrow, March 22nd. Over the weekend, an internal Tesla email did surface that seemed to confirm that Tesla has passed all of those operational checks associated with the permit. Remember, as we had talked about with that permit, there were still a few hundred things that Tesla needed to demonstrate before actually having approval to sell those final vehicles to customers. Sounds like all those boxes are now checked as expected, and Elon today even tweeting out that he is excited for the delivery event tomorrow. So things looking really good there for Giga Berlin, and Drive Tesla Canada today reporting that Elon Musk has arrived in Germany, took a couple tours today through Giga Berlin, and apparently very happy with the progress. And as far as the event for tomorrow goes, apparently Tesla is going to be hosting a 6-hour party with employees. Per the earlier referenced internal email, it sounds like that is going to be starting sometime around 3 o'clock, which would be 10 a.m. Eastern Time or 7 a.m. Pacific Time here in the United States. I don't know if Tesla is planning on doing any live streaming. I haven't seen anything on that, but hopefully based on the number of people, I think 500 or so, attending, we'll see something pop up as long as Tesla doesn't restrict that, that we can follow along live with. All right, next up, we've got an update from Elon on Master Plan Part 3. Elon had replied to a tweet that had said, "Can't wait to hear Tesla's Master Plan Part 3. The optionality, verticality, and exponentials Elon Musk and his team can take the company is truly mind-boggling at this point, all for the greater good of humanity. Why would anyone not invest in this once-in-a-lifetime company?" Elon replied to this saying, quote, "Main Tesla subjects will be scaling to extreme size, which is needed to shift humanity away from fossil fuels and AI. But I will also include sections about SpaceX, Tesla, and the Boring Company," end quote. All right, so this is extremely interesting to me. As we had talked about last week, I expected most of the focus on this Master Plan Part 3 to be on Tesla AI and the Tesla bot. I do still think that will be the predominant focus. Even when Elon talks about scaling to extreme size, I think he's going to talk about AI's role in that through higher utilization, through things like robotaxis. But with that said, in Elon's tweet here, it does sound like the scope is going to be quite a bit broader, and this could be a very lengthy Master Plan Part 3 with the inclusion of SpaceX and the Boring Company. That has never happened before in any of the previous two Master Plans. Yes, they talked a little bit about solar, and that involves Solar City, but at least for Master Plan Part 2, that was after Tesla had already made the offer to acquire Solar City. So it seems like this is going to be by far the broadest reaching master plan. I mean, if you bring SpaceX in, then all of a sudden we're talking about Mars. We're talking about Tesla bots on Mars. So you've got Tesla and SpaceX. Then you've got the Boring Company and SpaceX and Tesla and the Boring Company. And those are all going to have to be tied together if Elon's talking about them all under the same master plan umbrella. The obvious question that then that calls to mind is, okay, is this going to be some sort of integration of these companies? We've heard Elon in the past express some interest in maybe making this a massive conglomerate called Company X. I don't think Master Plan Part 3 would be some announcement of that happening, but I mean, this definitely makes that a higher possibility. And if not some massive parent company, which as I've talked about before, I don't know that I'm necessarily actually the biggest fan of that, although it would be nice for Tesla investors to have stakes in those companies. Ultimately, I think the valuations of those companies will probably net out higher as individual companies. Certainly there are some advantages too, and that could outweigh that downside. But anyway, if there isn't some massive parent company, maybe there's some investment or some other financial structure creating a little bit more alignment across this broader scope master plan. Now, obviously, Elon ties all these companies together, and that's always given them alignment across sort of a master plan that I think has kind of always been in Elon's head on how these organizations will work together to deliver the things Elon wants to create. But again, there's never been that overlap that's been specifically written down, except really in the case of Solar City. So anyway, I already shared my thoughts on the AI angle. I don't want to overly speculate on Master Plan Part 3, especially now with a broader scope confirmed by Elon. I alluded to it before, but my best guess would be TeslaBot helping establish a civilization on Mars. The Boring Company, I think pretty obvious in terms of the connection with robotaxis. As the cost of transportation declines with robotaxis, utilization will naturally increase, and that will put more pressure on infrastructure. Enter the Boring Company. And then we're left with that other main part, which Elon describes as saying scaling Tesla to extreme size to shift humanity away from fossil fuels. Now, we had talked about how in Master Plan Part 2, one of the main points there was really just a continuation of Master Plan Part 1. So for Master Plan Part 3, that's kind of what I expect for that portion, but with a greater emphasis on robotaxis. And I think Elon saying that makes it obvious that there will be a dedicated section on Tesla Energy as well. For vehicles, it'll be interesting to see if he talks volume specifically. Obviously, Tesla has put out the 20 million per year target by 2030. They've talked about the 3 terawatt hours of internal battery production as well. Maybe Tesla will update those targets here. Maybe it's a reiteration with more context. Maybe Elon walks through the math of an autonomous electric vehicle and how that will demand such volume. A ton of possibilities here, and whatever it is, again, the market may not understand it right away like we talked about, but I was already excited for it. I'm even more excited for it now after this tweet. Who knows when we will see it, but I did go back and look at the timeline for Master Plan Part 2. Elon tweeted about working on that on July 10th, ended up posting it on July 20th. Doesn't mean the timeline will be the same, especially with the broader scope here, but we could end up seeing it pretty soon. Moving on from the Master Plan then, we've got an updated note from Jefferies this morning. They have met with Tesla's management. They've got some takeaways. They've also lowered their price target despite upping their estimates. They say, quote, "We have been trimming estimates across our OEM coverage, but we are raising them at Tesla on price increases, more than compensating risk from volume and battery cost inflation. With cash accumulating at a faster pace than Tesla's ability to grow physically, we look forward to Elon Musk revealing Master Plan Part 3. However, taking into account a riskier macro and geopolitical environment for valuation, we reduce our 12-month price target to $1,250, previously $1,400," end quote. So interesting to see their perspective on Master Plan Part 3 there, kind of approaching it with a little bit more of a retail mentality, I think, where oftentimes I think institutions are trying to get more cash into the business and then distributed from the business. Jeffrey's tone here, a little bit more towards invest for the future. Again, probably not what the market is really looking for from Tesla at this point in their business, but I think many of us would share the sentiment expressed by Jefferies there. But I would also say that Tesla is becoming such a strong business that even with the Master Plan Part 3, I wouldn't expect them to change from continuing to accumulate cash. Anyway, the other part of this note that was kind of interesting is that they say that, quote, "During our March auto conference, Tesla gave a confident message that recent price increases across markets and long-term supply contracts comfortably offset battery cost inflation, while backlog and delivery times continue to grow. There was no dismissing of risks from supply chain in general and chips in particular. Austin and Berlin are producing with imminent customer deliveries, and Berlin facing an easier ramp given product similarity with Shanghai and time to practice while waiting for permits. Meanwhile, capacity expansion towards 1 million units continues in Shanghai, and a new plan announcement in the course of 2022, and continuing constraints on semiconductor sourcing," end quote. Kind of weird grammar there at the end, but good to see some more supportive information on the conclusions that we've drawn from the price increases. And probably a good reminder about Berlin versus Texas. Berlin, of course, using the 2170s at first, whereas Texas with 4680s, as we have talked about, is probably constrained to, you know, 1,000 vehicles per month right now. And hopefully that will ramp up quickly, but probably not as quickly as Berlin could. Of course, in aggregate across Texas, Berlin, Fremont, Shanghai, fun to list those out, by the way. In aggregate, Tesla does sound like it's going to continue to be constrained by chips, probably for at least the next few quarters. Wrapping up with that note then, as I had mentioned, Jefferies did increase their estimates despite lowering the price target. Quick look at those numbers. They've upped their revenue expectation to $89 billion from $85.8 billion before, their earnings before interest and taxes to $12.8 billion from $11.1, GAAP earnings per share up to $8.96 from $7.61 before, and non-GAAP earnings per share up to $10.85 from $10.11. They also note an upside scenario of $1,600 per share based on 13x 2023 revenue, and a downside scenario of $800 per share based on 10x estimated enterprise value to sales for 2022. All right, next up, we've got news of another Tesla Energy project in Australia. This is from Edify Energy. They've announced that they are going to be creating a 300 megawatt hour project with the Tesla Megapack located in the, fun to say, Murrumbidgee Shire in New South Wales. As far as I can tell so far, there doesn't seem to be any details on the timing of that project. Next up, just wanted to point out a new video from Giga Shanghai, I think shared out by Tesla China and then shared on YouTube by Jason Yang, but it shows the body in white manufacturing process at Giga Shanghai, and it's just cool to see. So sorry for audio listeners, but go find that video, Gigafactory Shanghai Body in White, on YouTube. We haven't heard Elon talk as much about the concept of an alien dreadnought lately, but it's hard not for that to come to mind with some of these shots. All right, last few things for today. First, we've got an update from GM. They've announced that they today started production of the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. This will be the second vehicle from GM on the new Ultium platform following the EV Hummer. So we'll keep an eye on that rollout and ramp. Lastly, then, just a couple of updates on SpaceX. First, on Starlink and the efforts in Ukraine. As we've covered before, we've seen photos of Starlink terminals being shipped and arriving into Ukraine. We've now got a report over the weekend from the Washington Post that say that there are more than 5,000 Starlink terminals currently active in Ukraine. I think a lot of people would have assumed a smaller number, and of course there have been accusations against Elon and SpaceX, maybe just doing it for PR or something like that. But 5,000 is a big number, and it's also being reported here that more shipments are arriving every other day. So great to see that. And then the other update is on Starship from Elon on Twitter. He noted that they'll have 39 flight-worthy Raptor 2 engines ready by next month, then probably another month to integrate those engines. So he says hopefully May for an orbital test flight of Starship. So we'll look forward to that, and that will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, March 22nd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.